Proclamation number 5366 of 16th of April, 1952. Source of life. Garden of Eden. Living water. The life born is open and the most effective strength of grace constantly flows out of it from above. The fullness of the divine word imparts this strength to you because it flows from the original source of strength itself and consequently cannot be anything ineffective. You humans understand that you are in contact with the original source of strength. You are in a garden of Eden where God's love fertilizes everything with His water of love and magnificent flowers and trees grow, where His divine word arises in your hearts and yields glorious fruit. And there it is good. There the sun of the Spirit shines down on you, and life awakens all around you, and the eye of God rests pleasantly on His creation and His creatures. For He is pleased that they use His strength, that they seek refreshment at the right source, that they long for the water of life, that they gratefully draw from the gift of life which He has opened up for His creatures. What could be better than to be allowed to enter His garden, to seek the source of love and to draw strength from it for the path of life on earth? What could be more beautiful than to be allowed to look into the spiritual kingdom, to be served by the beings of light and to receive the nourishment for the soul under their care, which is lovingly offered to them by them? Although the entrance into this garden is not so easy to find, it is to be sought in the will to reach the source of life. Yet it will also be found for everyone who, weary in seeking strength, looks around for help. Before His eye the gate will open through which He shall enter, and whoever now goes on with a joyful heart will be shown the path by rays of light which leads to the eternal born of life. And he will be able to draw with full hands and experience strengthening. Every weakness will fall away from him. He will look up and see what he did not see before. Pure truth will be imparted to him. He will recover his soul. Henceforth he will constantly want to drink from the source which God's love made him find, and he will be constantly satiated. He will delight in the clarity of spiritual knowledge. He will recognize God's infinite love, and full of love his heart will beat towards him. He will feel first as a guest and then as a child of God who may take from his abundance without restriction. He will hear God's word when and where he desires it, for the source of eternal love will never run dry and no one will be denied to feast on it. Amen.